Inshallah ta'ala, today we have a very beautiful hadith, which is a story. Many of you know this story, but as usual, it's not about the story, it's about the lessons that we learn from the story. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply, inshallah. So, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or before Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن ثلاثة من بني إسرائيل أبرص وأقرع وأعمى. I'm going to go straight to the English because the hadith is a little bit long. So Rasulullah ﷺ, there were three men among Banu Israel. One has leprosy. You know what leprosy is? You know, the disease of the skin. One is bald. Zakaria. Most of us are bald. And one is blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test all three. So he sent an angel. The angel went to the first man who had leprosy. And he asked him, what would you like best? What would you like best? The man said, a good color, a good skin, and to get rid of the disgusting look that the people give me every time they see me. So the angel rubbed him, and all his leprosy vanished, and he had a beautiful skin and beautiful color. Then the angel asked him, what type of property do you like? He said, I like camels. So he gave him a camel that is pregnant. A pregnant camel. This is mentioned in the Quran. What is a pregnant camel is in Arabic? وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ العشار is the pregnant camel. So he gave him pregnant camel. And what he did is, he asked Allah to put barakah in this camel. Allahumma barik lahu fiyah. Then went to the bald man and asked him, what would you like? He said, what would you like best? He said, I would like to have beautiful, you know, nice hair. So the angel ran his hand over him and he was given good hair. Then he asked him, what kind of property you like? He said, cows. And he was given a pregnant cow. And then the angel made dua that Allah put barakah in that cow. Then the angel went to the blind man and asked him, what would you like best? The man said, I wish. There is any, you have to really, because we are reading in English, but if you look at the Arabic, there is something that you have to notice, which I'll try to bring it up, inshallah. The blind man said, I wish Allah could bring my sight back so I can see the people. The angel put his hand around him and he got his sight back. And then he asked him, what kind of property you like? He said, I like sheep. So he gave him a pregnant sheep and he made dua for him. Flocks and flocks of each animal was given to every one of them. Yani, the first man had hundreds and hundreds of camels. A valley, wadi, mali bil ibl. A valley full of camel. And the other guy was given a valley full of cows. This cow multiplied, yani, and it became many, many cows. Similarly, the blind man, who now is, you know, not blind anymore, he was given a lot of sheep. Now, time for the test. The angel came back to the first man who had leprosy. He came back in the form of a man that has leprosy. And he went to him and he said, I am a poor man and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. And my only means are Allah and then you. So I ask you, with the one who gave you this beautiful skin, to help me, to give me one camel. to give me one camel. What did the man answer? الحقوق كثيرة. Subhanallah. I have a lot of dues. يعني don't think that these camels, they have a lot of maintenance. I have a lot of dues. الحقوق كثيرة. There's a lot of dues. The angel then said, I think I recognize you. Were you not a leper whom people found ugly and a poor man whom Allah gave all that? He said, no, I inherited this. I inherited this from generations. So the angel said, if you are telling a lie, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return you to the way you looked before. And the angel went in the form of a bald man to the one who used to be bald. Same similar request. I have nothing, I'm traveling, I have only Allah and you. Please give me a cow. The man, so I ask you, with the one who gave you this beautiful hair, to give me a cow. He received the similar reply, al-huququ kathira. Then he said, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. Then the angel went to the blind man. Same, I'm a traveler, I'm poor, I only have Allah, then you. So I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who restored your sight, to give me one sheep so I can manage with. The man said, yes, you're right. I was blind and Allah restored my eyesight. So take whatever you wish and leave whatever you wish. I will not argue with you. So the angel said, keep all your property. You have all simply been put to a test. And Allah is pleased with you, and He is displeased with your companions. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ وَسَخِطَ عَلَىٰ صَاحِبَيْكَ. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Both. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. طيب. What, as usual, what are some of the lessons from this beautiful story? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not mention this just as a story. Obviously, there are lessons. One of the main lessons, ya akhwan, is that being tested, listen carefully, being tested with na'am is harder than being tested with calamities. When you are tested with a calamity, you lost a child, you're sick, you're this, you're that, that makes you poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings faqr ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes you feel that you're weak. But when you are tested with wealth and property, then you feel that I did it. How many times we heard this? Ana isami. Isami mean, ya habibi? Ana isami. I did everything by myself. I worked hard. I slept on the streets. I slept in my car. And then I got the degree. And now look at me. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a this, I'm that. Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu, which we consider what we call right now a millionaire. He used to be one of the aghniya of the Sahaba, right? Maybe billionaire also. Huh? He used to say, when we were tested with calamities, we were patient, but when we were tested with na'am, it was very hard. It was very hard. So الابتلاء بالسراء والرخاء يكون أصعب من الابتلاء بالشدة والضراء. وإن اليقظة للنفس في الابتلاء بالخير أولى من اليقظة لها في الابتلاء بالشدة. Now, when someone is blessed by so many na'am, when was the last time you thought that this 4,000 square foot house is a test? When was the last time we thought that this brand new car is a test? This zeros in my account are a test. We don't think always the impression or the idea we have about a test is always bad, right? He's been tested, oh, he's very sick, he lost this, he lost that, he's out of his job. This is what we think is a test. But what did Allah say, Surah Al-Anbiya? وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ We test you with both. بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ Both of them are tests. What does that mean? That means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed me with all these things that I have, not because I'm handsome, not because my father is so and so, no. He knows which test applies to who. Another lesson, not having a lot of ni'am is not always a sign that Allah loves you. It's not necessarily a sign that Allah is pleased with you. It could be istidraj. It could be what it is in this situation. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to what are you going to do with it. Now, the blind man, subhanallah, from the way he asked. Now look, when the angel came to the bald and the one with leprosy, what did they say? They said, ما أي شيء أحب إليك؟ قال شعر حسن. To the bald man, a good hair. And the other guy, أي شيء أحب إليك؟ قال لون حسن وجلد حسن. Let's pause for a second. Is it being bold? Is it really that bad that you're... This is when someone asks you what is the most thing that you want, you ask for hair? Being bold doesn't keep you in bed suffering and crying and of pain all night, right? Similarly, if you have a problem... Is that right, Zakir? I'm picking on you today. Similarly, if you have a discoloration in your skin, that does not keep you all night in bed and crying and suffering and what should I do and emergency room. No. Look what they ask for. For something that people can see. Right? There's something for people can see. Something to boost their ego. Now, when it came to the... Look at the Arabic. Listen to the Arabic. When it came to the blind man, مَا أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ Same question, all three. أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ What is the most beloved to you? First man, skin.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here, third, he said, أَنْ يَرُدَّ اللَّهَ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي Did the first two guys mention Allah? No! They thought that this, because the angels came in the form of a man, right? If he came in the form of an angel, they can't see them, you know? So they immediately thought that this person can do things, while the muwahhid, he knows that only Allah can do things. And this is what the man did, the one with the blind one. Uridu an yurid an yurid Allah basari. I want Allah to bring back my vision. I want Allah to bring back my vision. Subhanallah. So you do not know what is the khair. Where is the khair for you? Your poverty, listen, Ikhwan, this is extremely important. Your poverty, that state that you are in right now, that you are not sleeping and you're begging, you're worried all the time, where am I going to get this money? Where am I going to get this money? That state that you are in now, this is the best state that you could ever be in. And don't go through haram means to change it. Don't go through haram means to change it. I told you this story before. I will repeat it again because it's very suitable. A brother used to come to my business all the time when I was in New York. He used to come and all the time, same question. Look at the kuffar. Beautiful cities, beautiful countries, they have technologies, they are living, they have peace, they have this, and we don't have anything. Next day, look at this brother. He is dealing with riba, he's doing all this haram, and he has tons of money. And I go to the masjid every day, and I have nothing. I'm a poor guy. Literally, يعني, at least 2-3 times a week, same recording, same statement from the guy. Why I don't have money? Why this? Why that? He kept on complaining about his situation. He wants money. One day, subhanallah, I never leave my phone open before you sleep. We all turn our phones off so we could sleep. Otherwise, all the WhatsApp from overseas keep ringing all night, right? By mistake, I left the phone open. 12 o'clock, the phone rang. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Salam. A brother crying hysterically. Him. Look, what's going on? Ali Amir is gone. His 17-year-old boy died. Ami, calm down, tell me what happened. Ali, come, just give me 5 minutes. Hanged up the phone, put my clothes and drove to him. I saw, mashallah, a few brothers are already there. Long story short, his son had an accident. He was taking the garbage out and he fell, you know, the sewage holes that are behind the... maybe the town forgot to put the cover back. So he fell inside of it. Okay? And kept on screaming and yelling, help, help, help. Nobody there. He sued the town. He sued every store. He sued the county. He sued everybody. Long story short, he came out with $20 million. Now he has $20 million and he's crazy. He lost his mind because he loved his son so much. All day long, he has the voicemail of his son. Assalamu alaikum, this is Amir, leave a message. All day long for 7 years. Be careful what you ask for. You want money? Here's $20 million. Where's your son? He would love to hug and smell his son and take the 20 million back. So be grateful for what you have. And be careful for what you wish for. What's $20 million for Allah? And it is. Be careful what you wish for. You have a son and a daughter that are healthy and moving around and they're reading Quran and they're praying on time and they go to school and they come back and they hug you and they smell you and when you come home you see them running to you. Be extremely grateful, ya akhi. Wallahi, you have things at home that are priceless. You have things at home that are millions are dreaming about. Dreaming about. So don't wish for things thinking, this is what's going to make me happy. That $1 million, that 100,000, this is what's going to make me happy. No. Allah knows that this is the best situation that you could be ever in to worship Him in your best form. If He gives you more money, Vegas. Huh? You're going to waste it. You're going to do something haram. You might get a heart attack after you lose $100,000. You die in the casino. MashaAllah, husn al-khatima. So be grateful, ya akhwan. Now, أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْتَلِيَهُمْ. This statement was in the hadith. Allah wanted to test them. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. It's not going to happen.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ.
اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. May Allah make us all amongst them. It's very easy to sit down now and talk. Yeah, brother, be patient. It's easy. When you're tested, ya akhwan, and it's coming. 100% it's coming. Ya Allah, if you test us, make us patient, ya Allah. It's coming. Either it came or it's coming. Huh? تلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس. You don't know how many people I know, they were millionaires now. Last time I saw the brother, he said, do you have $25 for gas? Millionaire. How many people we know, all of us, healthy, strong, overnight? Very sick. So, don't be from the الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ النِّعْمَةِ. Today we had a halaqa with the sisters in Arabic. We have a halaqa at the last Thursday of the month. Rasulullah said, there is سيصيب أمتي داء الأمم. داء الأمم. قالوا يا رسول الله ما داء الأمم. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام that my ummah will be inflicted with the disease of the nations. They said, what is da'al umam, ya Rasulullah? So Rasulullah started explaining. He said, when al-ashar wal-batar wal-baghda wal-hasad, when all these things widely spread in my ummah. What does al-ashar mean? Which is the first one. Kufrun ni'mah. Not being grateful to the na'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we be grateful to the na'am of Allah? Number one, you know and you admit that this na'mah is from Allah, not from me. Second, you use the na'mah in the service of Allah. When we do those two for every na'mah that we have, then we are grateful in that for that na'mah. So ya akhwan, one of the main lessons from this hadith is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing you, And somebody came. I mentioned this before, and I really want it to be established in our hearts. When Allah bless you, let's talk the issue of wealth, because it happens all the time. All of us in this room, all of us, I have no doubt in my heart that we all came here either broke or with maybe a few $100 or maybe $1,000. Few very, very little money. Is this true, Ya Akhwan, or I'm wrong? Right? Mufti, no? Most of us, right? If not all of us. Some of us even came, يعني, nothing at all. Look at you now. Doctor, engineer, businessman, IT. Subhanallah. How did this happen? How? How? Why? It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when we have all these na'am, and Allah is testing us, you don't have to have an angel and same thing happened. The angel came to all of us already. Obviously, look at us. Sitting here, look at this. Security, air conditioned, beautiful, peaceful. Nobody's worried about what's happening here. Subhanallah. So the angel came to every one of us already. What do you want? I want to be in America. I want to have a car over there and a business. You got it, Ya Akhwan. Does not have to be instant like that. The angel has to wipe on you. But it happened to every one of us. And someone came to every one of us and asked for help. And some of us said, Al-Huququ Kathira. Some of us said, I have a lot of bills, brother. Go see somebody else. Right? I have a lot of bills, brother. Subhanallah. We are living this hadith. Be careful. Let's be like the blind man. Let's be like the blind man that he recognized and acknowledged that all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like he gave it to him, he could take it away and he could at the same time multiply it. So when someone comes and asks you for financial help, if you can hug the guy and thank him for asking you. Who sent that guy? Allah. Allah sent that guy to you. If you can help, please do not hesitate. Whatever you can afford, don't let anyone go away without helping in any form, or maybe guide him to somebody who could help. And be grateful that you are the one being asked, not the one asking. There will come a day, Allahu A'lam, but there might come a day that you will be the one asking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in iman. May Allah increase our love to one another and gather us with this love under His shade when there is no shade except His shade.